One of the things that you should have received when you came to the office is this booklet. So did everyone get one of these booklets? It's not what's being given out now. And you should have gotten the bookmark. And for our 75th anniversary year, we wanted to remember our motto, the camp motto, Holiness Unto the Lord. And so the staff booklet, which the staff will use in the mornings, was put together for that purpose, but it's also for you who are guests. And I would just encourage you, first of all, if you could just write your name somewhere on this booklet, because they're all the same. So if they're left here, we have no idea whose it is, who it belongs to, okay? So please just write your name on it. And if you want to bring it with you, we may not use this in all of the meetings or in any of them, but we might. So if you want to just carry it in your Bible, bring it to the meetings, that would be great. I just wanted to call your attention to one, the opening page. It's the introduction page. And it says this. It says, follow after holiness, which without which no one shall see the Lord. And then the writer of the book Holiness, J.C. Ryle, from which these readings are taken from, he says this. This text opens up a subject of deep importance. That subject is personal holiness. How does the account stand between our souls and God? We could stop right there, right? In this hurrying, bustling world, let us stand still for a few moments and consider the matter of holiness. I believe I might have chosen a subject more popular and pleasant, but I feel deeply that I could not have chosen one more seasonable and more profitable to our souls. And so, as we consider this topic in our morning meetings, let's come with the thought that we're not here to impose some outward standard or a set of rules. That's not what holiness is really about. Let's come with the thought and the expectation, how is my soul with God? How are things with you and God? Now, Brother Phil, you're starting, you know, right away. Yes, I'm starting right away. How is your soul tonight? That's the only thing that really matters. I was speaking to someone and they were reminding me today, I'm not taking anything with me when I go. We bring nothing into this world and we can take nothing as we go from this world. And so the bottom line, the thing that's of utmost importance is, how are things between me and my God? And so I would encourage you to bring this paper with you also in the mornings. This is kind of just an outline for me. I know that some of you are note takers, and this is not sufficient space. I know that for some of you. For others, you never pick up a pen in church. I'm just going to be honest, right? So that's the way it is. But I would like that every morning when you come to this place and we open God's Word, there has to be something that God says to you. I have that faith. I mean, I'd like to have that faith. That God has something to say to each one of us. It might be different. But write down at least one thing that God says to you. If you don't want to take notes, I'm not a note taker, Brother Phil. I never went to school. None of you could say that, I don't think. I better be careful here. But let's just take this to heart. Now, we want to go down to the beach. I just want to... Just one verse that... It's not on the subject of holiness, but as I read it recently, it just impressed me for our time here at camp. And it's in the book of Romans. It's right at the beginning. And as many of you know, we were not able to have camp last year the way, and even what we're doing this year is not really the way camp normally is, right? But I kind of like this. What do you think? Well, I think our children enjoy, though, coming and being together, certainly. But this is what God has provided for this year. But in that first chapter of the book of Romans, in kind of the introduction, Paul is speaking to them, and he says this, God is my witness, beginning at verse 9, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. And so the thought that impressed me here was that God has brought us together for a purpose. You know, Paul said, I want to come and see you because God has something more that he wants to do for you. I want to impart to you some spiritual gift. And he says, not only that, but because we're together, we're going to be comforted by our mutual faith. And I thought, you know, what a wonderful time we could have at camp if each one came with that thought that God wants to do a work in me, but he also wants to do a work in the person that's sitting next to me. And he's brought us together to accomplish his will in our lives. And so I want to encourage you, and I want to encourage myself tonight. Let's be in faith that God had a plan and purpose. Do you think COVID took God by surprise? Anyone think that? Do you think he knew that last year we would not be able to have camp, but that this year we could come together in this way and receive a blessing from him? I believe that you came here because you're desiring to meet with God. You could probably be somewhere else. But there's a desire in your heart for God to work in you. And so we've come together, beloved, for that purpose. I want to believe to see God's work in everyone. And we ought to pray for one another. God, reveal yourself to our children. Reveal yourself to our young people. Reveal yourself to us who have been on the way a long time. God, reveal your glory. And so I've been looking forward to this time together. God, pour out your Spirit upon us. And so let's believe for one another. Let's love one another. Let's not allow anything to come that will hinder God's working among us. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. You have great desire over your people. And Lord, we're just asking that you would have your way. God, give us a faith that would allow you to work. God, you know what you want to say. You know what you want to do. And so let nothing fail of your design for this week. I thank you, Lord, for each one that you've brought together and others that may still be coming to join us. God, we want to just put our arms, as it were, around one another in faith and in love and say, God, have your way. Amen. God, move among us. Give us ears to hear, Lord, what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. We endeavor by God's grace to have freedom in our meetings. And what I mean by that is if you'd like to start a chorus or a song, or you have a hymn, you ought to be free. If you feel God is putting that on your heart. You have a testimony. I'll share one little story. I've been rambling on with stories that come into my mind. But there's one story that I remember today when I saw Brother Vim. And I have to be careful what I say now because I mentioned Brother Vim. But I don't think he'll mind what I'm going to say. We had a time of testimonies at camp a number of years ago, and someone gave a testimony that I thought was like, not sure where it came from, not sure how appropriate it was. I mean, it wasn't anything, it was a perfectly good testimony. Who am I to judge, right? Who am I to judge? But I just felt it was a little bit, you know, it got a little bit long and it was kind of out there in left field. And I'm not sure, I wasn't sure how it connected, you know, how it connected with the group of people that were here. Anyway, make a long story short, shortly after that time, I had a chance to talk with Brother Vim. And he said, that testimony at camp that brother gave was such a blessing to me at that moment, because it related to a situation that he was going through that I had no idea, and probably no one had any idea, but the Holy Spirit knew, and he put it upon that brother's heart to give the testimony he did to bless my brother Vim and to encourage him. So if you testify, I will promise I will not think it's a bad testimony ever again. So what I tried to just say was that let's be free to bless one another. And that works also outside of meetings. Did you know it's okay to talk about Jesus outside of church? Especially at Pilgrim Camp. And wherever we are, we can encourage one another. I'm believing for you. I'm praying for you. Maybe you'll find someone that you can share a prayer request with. And so let's be here, first of all for the Lord, but also for one another. He's put us together in a body, beloved, the body of Christ. It's a wonderful, beautiful thing when brothers and sisters can dwell together in unity. There, it says, the Lord commands the blessing. And so let's maintain that spirit of unity, of oneness, of love these days. So now I need to have a song in closing. I said enough, right? David said yes. My children are my greatest helps in meeting. And after me. You took the paper, right? That I gave you? You have to fold it in half. Right? So if you didn't do that, put your name on this as well. So if I find a blank one, I'll know who's not taking notes. All right. And if you need a pen, because that's the other excuse, you know, you come into me, oh, I don't have a pen, Brother Phil. There are pens for sale in the boathouse. I don't have to give out, all right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So what's the song, Brother Paul? Or someone else? What's your song, Jerique? Holiness unto the Lord. Good, good choice. 385, I think it is. 385. Let's stand as we sing. Oh, it's number, we're going to do white book 44 in the white book. I'm sorry. That only has four verses instead of five.
Called unto holiness, Church of our God, purchase of Jesus, redeemed by his blood, called from the world and its idols to flee, called from the bondage of sin to be free. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness hearts unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing it, shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. Called unto holiness, children of light, walking with Jesus in garments of white, raiment unsullied nor tarnished with sin, God's Holy Spirit abiding within. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing it, shout it loud, loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. Called unto holiness, praise his dear name. His blessed secret to faith now make plain. Not our own righteousness, but Christ within. Living and reigning and saving from sin. Hallelujah. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing it, shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. Waiting the bridegroom's returning again. Lift up your heads, for the day draweth near, when in his beauty the King shall appear. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing it, shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever.
Hallelujah. 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 Brother Nat, would you pray with us, please?
Dear Father, your presence is here. We know you are here. And our prayer tonight is that we may open ourselves up to you every day this week, to you, for whatever you have for us. And God, help us not to box you in by expecting you to do things the way we did it in the past, or the way we expect you to do it. But God, help us to be open to how you want to minister to us. And help us to remember that we're here to minister to you as well.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, give us a heart for you. May we worship you. May we love you. May we just pour glory upon you again and again and again. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. And we want to be here this week to do that as well as receive. We pray tonight that you would be with us as we continue by the beach area.
Yes, Lord.
Let our hearts sense your presence there as well as here too.
Yes, Lord.
And give us a good night's rest and ready for tomorrow for what you have for us. Continue to bless Brother Philip as he leads us this week and anyone else that is serving here for us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's just bring this to a close here. The beach, I know that some of you maybe are tired and you don't want to join us at the beach, but I hope that as many as of you can, well, even if you come for a few minutes. All right, there will be marshmallows down there for the children and the big children. We still have to define that, Brother Paul, better, where there's children age. And for the adult children, all right, there's marshmallows. And there's some ice cream and water, which is always good for us. So God bless you. Are you happy to be here?
Yes.
Good. Are we in faith that God's going to work?
Yes.
Yes, we are. Amen. All right. So God bless you. Hope to see you at the beach in a few minutes. All right? Amen.